You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's been a busy few weeks for the England men's and women's blind football sides, taking part in international tournaments held in India. Joining me now to fill us in on how the teams got on is Kath Gilby, head of para performance for the English FA. Kath, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we'll start with the men's side, and they took part in the IBSA Nations Cup. Tell us, how did they get on?
In a nail-biting final, they lifted the trophy, won the final match against Iran with, I think, just under 15 seconds left on the clock. And we scored, I think, with 0.05 seconds left. So it was an absolute nail-biter. One of those matches that you will remember forever. I think really exciting football, just shows where this team has grown from, like full of quite a few young players, some senior members of the team like Roy, who are really leading the team forward. But a really exciting win for the team, and I think just opens up lots of opportunities for the future.
A victory in the first ever IBSA Nations Cup, that must be a huge confidence boost and have a real impact on the men's momentum moving forward.
It's huge. Like I said, we've been through a period of change with this squad, really bringing through younger players who we've really tried to provide competitive opportunities so they can grow and develop under the leadership of Adam Bendall as the head coach, but also, like I said, some senior players like Roy to really move into a different era of blind men's football in England. And this is actually their first ever win of a major international tournament. So not just a successful summer for us this year, but just actually in the lifetime of blind football in this country, an absolutely monumental achievement. You can imagine that the players and staff were really riding high after that victory. And when we go through our debrief processes, you know, there'll be a lot of things that we pull out from there, not only to look at that we can improve on, but things that we did really well. And I think credit to the staff in unit that sit behind these players. They left no stone unturned in making sure that our lads were the best prepared to ultimately deliver that winning performance.
Well, England produced the player of the tournament, the goalkeeper of the tournament, and some great performances, including, as we say, that incredible last-second winner in the final. How do you think that the FA's approach to disability football has helped to mould these teams?
I think there are a few elements to this. Obviously, when I came into the role 3.5 years ago, one of my key remits was to really move the culture of para football, not just in the blind teams, across all our formats, into a new era of high performance. And what comes with that is high levels of challenge, but high levels of support. And I think what the FA enables me to do in my position is make sure that we provide the right opportunities, the right support and the right environment for players to ultimately excel. These things do take time. And like I say, this team has been on a journey even in this last 3 years. And I think we're just starting to see the fruits of those labours. We made some really significant changes in how we prepare our teams for major tournaments. So making sure that we see them more frequently, play as many matches competitively as we can. And like I say, I think we're really starting to see the benefits of that. A major thing being, you know, compared to the IBSA World Games 2 years ago, which was our last major championship, where we only scored one goal across the whole tournament. We've turned into a goal-scoring machine, it seems, through our players just creating opportunities. And I think you've already mentioned the word confidence. I think what we've enabled our players to really find is that confidence in knowing that they can deliver when it really matters. And I think the bit that really struck me in that final was they didn't take their foot off the gas even up till that last second. You know, it could have been very easy just to play for penalties, but we didn't. We played to win and ultimately succeeded in the end. So I think, you know, like I say, the environment, the resource, the support we get from the FA enables us to prepare our teams in the very best way possible.
And the women's blind side were also in action in India, where they took part in the IBSA Blind Women's Football World Championship. And some fantastic results there as well, Kath.
Oh, I mean, when you look at the journey that team have been on, you know, it was only 2 years ago that we finished very much at the bottom of the IBSA World Games, which was the World Championships at that time. If you look at where we've come as a team and this group of players, we're in a fantastic place and a really exciting place. And There was a, you know, in that final, we had every opportunity, every chance potentially to win that. And I think our players truly believed that. And we did hold off Argentina, I think, till the last 5 minutes, really, when they then just managed to penetrate our defence. But, you know, what a journey they've been on. What an exciting chapter they're about to start. We've got some players that were part of that IPSA World Games 2 years ago. We've also got some new players. And what Tony Larkin, head coach, has really been mindful of is there's now real competition for places, which in any squad is really helpful in really driving standards, whether that be technically and tactically, whether that be in terms of fitness, all of those things. And so I think we're really just starting to see the potential of this group and that we can challenge world's best. We're not too far away. And I think we've got to take real confidence from not just the performance in the final, but how we managed the players, how the players manage themselves during the tournament itself. There's no doubt about it. India presented some really challenging conditions for all squads, you know, not just our own, but how the players and the staff manage that, I think, is real testament to where we've moved to and how we're prepping and supporting our players. So really exciting times for this squad. And I'm looking forward to the next major championships, which will be the Europeans. And I think we've got a real opportunity there to stand on the top of the podium this time.
The final was the Paralionesses' only defeat in the tournament, where they came up against some incredible competition in winners Argentina. Have the team surprised maybe even themselves with how well they did, especially as the women's side was only established just a few years ago?
I think so, but I also think that Tony creates an environment where he instills a real level of belief in players, sort of making sure that they, when they stand on that final pitch, that they feel confident that the work they've done means that they could deliver the goods. So I think there has to be a lot of credit goes to the environment that Tony creates in really boosting and building confidence. But what also comes from tournament football and playing lots more competitive matches, players naturally build that confidence anyway, you know, and like I said, that's a really key facet of our prep program is we try and provide as many high quality competitive opportunities as we can so that players can try things. They might fail at things, but they learn from them. And ultimately that sort of cycle of learning builds resilience, it builds confidence. And I think we've really seen that come to life in this tournament. I think we also saw them build, you know, match on match throughout the tournament itself. So as they progressed, they got more confident and they truly believed they could win that final. We're winners, whatever, because the goals that Tony set, I think we ticked all of them off the list in terms of our process goals. It would have been amazing to win, but a silver medal, we're still immensely proud of this team and what they've achieved.
Hugely successful few weeks. What comes next for both of England's blind teams?
So we've got European Championships next year in the summer. And obviously for the men's team, that becomes the first qualification opportunity for the LA 2028 Paralympic Games. So huge opportunity for them. That would be a fantastic achievement to kind of tick off qualification at that stage. The last Paralympic Games the blind men competed in was London 2012, and the last one they qualified for was Beijing. So we've got some history to put right, and I know that's you know on Adam's radar that he'd love to step up and win the European Championships and automatically qualify for LA. Obviously, for the women, we heard a number of weeks ago that they haven't been successful in getting into the Paralympic Games, unfortunately. But for us, like I say, we're on a journey. Europeans is the next stepping stone for them, and I think Tony will be aiming to stand on top of that podium with the team of players that he's got.
If these results have made listeners think, I'd like some of that. Where's the best place to get started with blind football?
So heading on to our website, there's all the information you need to either find local clubs that can provide an opportunity to have a go. Also through British Blind Sport, they have a number of have a go days, whether that's football but also other sports. And then there will also be information on our website about talent days that if you're already playing football to some level, that you can also then put yourself in the mix that our coaches can take a look at you and see then if you're at a sufficient level to then head into our regional or national emerging talent programs. And from there, I suppose the world is your oyster. You can progress through our talent pathway and ultimately every chance of them representing England.
Well, a huge congratulations again to both the men's and the women's sides on a fantastic performance, with lots more to look forward to from the Paralions. Kath Gilby, Head of Para Performance for the English FA, thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.